Track 13, and here's a roundup of some sports news, and we're going to be starting with cricket. South Devon were glad of a helping hand from veteran duo Johnny Martin and Richard Beaumont for earning them a 3-wicket win in the Derby date with Ipplepen's second 11. Ipplepen won the toss and elected to bat, making 192 all out after 4 to 1.5 overs. South Devon took the crease and scored 193 for 7 in 42 overs, giving them the 3-wicket run. And victory puts South Devon on course for a top 5 finish this season. Chudley eased their C West relegation worries considerably with a 12-run win over fellow strugglers Paignton second 11 at Queen's Park. Ashburton looking good nick for Saturday's long-predicted promotion decider with Cornwood second 11 after warming up with a 110-run win over Timoth and Sheldon. And in talk of D Division West, Abbots Kerswell second 11 guaranteed an immediate return there after an 8-wicket win over Timoth and Sheldon second 11. Ken dropped back into D West relegation danger following a 10-wicket pasting at Barton. And Bobby Tracy, first 11, stayed on course for a top 4 finish in the A Division with a 151-run win over relegated Barton. Meanwhile, heroics from Bobby's second 11 captain Dan Green were not enough to save the team from a 6-wicket defeat at Biddeford. And Stoke and Teenhead made it 4 wins on the trot in the E Division West with a narrow 2-wicket verdict over bottom side Dartington and Totnes, and they've forced their way into the promotion reckoning and are only 2 points behind second place Tavistock second 11. And Ipplepen's relegation worries increased after they lost by 93 runs at Clyst St George. And now for some football, and Plymouth Argyle's disappointing start to the new Sky Bet League One season continued on Saturday when they crashed to a third successive defeat away to Lincoln City. The head coach, Tom Cleverley, remains hopeful that a number of new signings will arrive at Home Park before the transfer window shuts. And although a flurry of new faces have arrived this season, a crippling injury list is causing issues for Cleverley, whose side have lost their opening 3 Sky Bet League One fixtures. Newton Abbott Spurs made it 2 wins from 2 in the South West Peninsula League under new manager Connor Marshall. Meanwhile, Timmers AFC's search for their first points of the campaign carries on as they were beaten for the third time in a row. Elsewhere in the Peninsula League, Ilfracombe Town struck 4 unanswered goals at Honiton Town, and the spoils were shared between Bridport and Stoke Gabriel, and Colompton Rangers prevailed in an 8-goal thriller against Ilminster Town. There were also wins by a single goal margin for Torrington and Torridge Side AFC, beating Middlesoy Rovers and Bishop's Lydiard respectively. Bobby Tracy AFC wasted no time in storming into the lead against Honiton Town on Saturday, August the 16th, and the Moorlanders were on the board after less than 60 seconds and went on to add another 5 in their romping success. Buckland Athletic were unable to hang on to their lead against Exmouth Town as they exit at the preliminary round stage of the FA Cup. And that concludes our sports roundup for this week.